Come on, we'll see what happens. Let's talk about this little pig right quick. Here we go. Can you say that with me? Bless this mess. One more time. Bless this mess. I want to conclude a series we put together over this Thanksgiving time. Let's go with it, Kev. Thank you so much. Good to have Kevin down front today running all the graphics and all that good stuff. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. You ready to roll? You know how I get on the Raj, right? I'm always getting on him. Oh, man. So let's pop it up, Kev, today. Here we go. Here we go. From a mess to rock solid. That's what I want to talk to you about today. From a mess to rock solid. I mean, you look at that house right there, it looks like a mess. But it's just right there in the cleft of the rock. Amen. Come on. Can't make life go away. Life that you've lived is life that you've lived and choices you've made. But can God take me with the things I've done, the mess I've made of my life? Can He take me and put me on a solid rock? Can I go forward in my life solid for Jesus Christ? Can I start today? Amen. Say, and move forward in my life. That's what I'm talking about today. Y'all listening? All right, because I'm going to holler at you. Here we go. Here, move it, Kev. Let's go, buddy. Come on, come on, come on. Here we go. Here we go. Come on, come on, Kev. No, here we go. He's going to throw some at me. Would you like to go from being a mess to rock solid? We're just rolling, Kev, this morning. Then you got to get what? Real. If you think you're going to take the mess of your life and dress it up, how good could we make that pig look, say? Put him a little bow tie on, give him a little bath. He's still a pig. You listening? Say. You're not going to fix your life. You're not going to go from your mess by dressing it up. And that's what we do. That's why a lot of folks go to church. That's why they like to wear something fancy, many of them. Listen. Or we're just going to check that off. Somehow we're just numbing down our wasted life. Isn't there something more? Well, if it's going to happen, you've got to be sincere. You've got to be real. You've got to get real. Let's talk about that word for a little bit. What's that mean? What does real mean? Means not false. Means genuine. Can you say that with me? Genuine. That's how we say it. It's not imaginary or ideal. Being real is not something that you put in your mind. Like, ooh, I think that's real. No, that's not reality. It's where the rubber meets the road. Okay? Getting real with God. If you want to go from the mess in your life to be rock solid, well, then I gotta know I'm a mess. Amen? I got to own up to it. I've got to say, God, I need you in my life. And this isn't a message for somebody else. This is a message. You're going to find out the fellow we're talking about in a little bit. If you're thinking this message, well, I'm glad I don't have a mess. Somewhere in our life, we're all on this road called a mess. Amen? And there's a battle. How can I deal with that? I've got to be real. It means transparent. The word transparent, you'll find it through the Scriptures, it shows up as the word sincere. Transparent. It means it passes light. It comes from a word where pottery, you could tell it was the real thing. If somebody had cracked the pottery and had glazed it over, oh, it looks so good. Look at it, look at it. No, excuse me, let me hold it up to the light. And you could see the crack running through it. And you'd know it was a crack pot. That's what you need to know. This is me, all made up, all fixed up. I'm cracked. I'm messed up. I've got to be transparent with God. Are y'all hearing me today? I've got to be open to God. The Bible, the old King James I use, says naked. I believe we got the picture, don't we? Naked before God. It means obvious. Real. That's what it means. It is obvious, man. Isn't it obvious to you that you're a sinner? Isn't it obvious to you that you've sinned and fallen short of the glory of God? Is that not obvious? Say. Is it not obvious that He's God and you're not? Say. See what I'm saying? That's how you got to deal with God. That's how God wants you to come. Like Freddie said, there's my garment at the hem of my garment. You just reach up right there when you come to the end of your rope. But as long as you think you're me, you're going to stay a mess. You're going to stay lost. Amen? We said it earlier, it's to be genuine. It means true. If I'm going to get real with God, if I'm going to go from a mess to being rock solid, It means I've got to be genuine. I've got to be true, man. I've got to tell the truth. Yeah, we should tell the truth to other people for sure. But we're talking about you and God right now. You've got to be telling the truth to God. We lie to ourselves. We deceive ourselves, don't we? Amen? Say, I'm not that bad. It's not that big a deal. I can handle it. Blah, blah, blah. You got to get real. You got to say, no, 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 no. This is me. I'm a mess. Sincere. Again, that word means not a crackpot. That's what the potters used to hold. The old pot of sincera, sincera. No cracks. Wouldn't you like to be where you don't have to be the one that saves yourself every week? That's why I love the Lord. I mean, when you really get saved, He's the one that writes your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. He's the one that gives you new life. But as long as you think you're doing it somehow, some way, you'll be lost every Sunday. You hearing me? Yes or no? Amen. Here we go. So let's talk about it. There's one man in the New Testament the Lord seemed to put the spotlight on so that you and I could be challenged and encouraged to live a life of reality and transparency. There's one man in the Bible. I mean, there's a bunch of people in the Bible. But there's one man that God just showed me, and man, I got on his wagon and I rode it, hooked on to it. And that man is this man right here. Peter. Can you say that with me? Peter. Peter was real. Amen? He was real. Men, you can relate to this guy named Peter. He'd knock you out. You believe that, yes or no, about Peter? Say, Peter, knock you out. Confess it later. That's who Peter was. He was real. Do you think Peter probably had some problems with his wife? Just take a wild guess. We're just guessing here. Say, he was real. Why does the Bible give so much light on this man named Peter? As a matter of fact, Jesus said, I'm going to make you the leader. You're going to lead, buddy. You're going to lead everybody. What? You kidding me? That's real, baby, when God can take a mess and make him a leader. Is that the truth? Yes or no? Oh, yeah. Keep looking. Let's look at this man just for a moment. He thought and responded just like you and just like me. He was a what? How many think Peter was a mess? I mean, a little bit, when you read your Bible. If you haven't read it, you need to read it. And you might like to read your Bible if you realize there's people like that in there. We get this thought. See, there again we go. We're not real. We're not transparent. We're not being honest. We put on this thing of a Christian. We're not reading the Bible. We don't know what's in the Bible. We don't know about these people in the Bible. We think they're all saints. They ain't. They're just like us. They're troubled. Let's look at it. He responded and thought just like you and me. We're going to put up a list here. He asked a bunch of questions, always asking stuff. And a lot of them were stupid questions. You ever ask some stupid questions? Say, he was fearful. You mean the leader is afraid? Yep. And he was all man, baby. He was pushy. God can't bless no pushy man. Yes, he can. And this is the guy right here. Keep looking. He was emotional. Do you think when Peter went places, he talked like this? Peter didn't talk like this. He was loud. I know he was. He was an emotional guy. He did something before he what? Thought about it. Come on. He lacked faith. No, he's real spiritual. He believed everything. He believed he could walk on water. Well, he did. He saw Jesus out there, but then he started sinking. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was just a real guy. He was self-centered. We can say a lot about that. That's us. He got angry. You ever been this angry? You ever been this angry? That you took out your fillet knife that you fillet fish with and just walked over to somebody and just cut his ear right off. You ever been that angry? Say. No way God can use a guy like that that gets that angry that he takes his fillet knife about this long and just chops a guy's ear off. That's a mess. He cussed. I just want to say something. Now, the disciples saw Jesus do all these miracles, right? But you know, the biggest miracle might have been of all is them just sitting back watching him work with Peter. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he saved somebody. He healed somebody, made them see. Yeah, but he'd been working with Peter. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Can he work with me? He cussed. Hey, look, and I'm not making excuses about this stuff. Hey, Peter needs help. That's who he is. This is no leader. This is a loser. He's a mess. How can he go from that to being a leader? I mean, he just cussed, man. He cussed in Jesus' darkest hour. Is that true? Yes or not? It is. It's right in your Word, right in the Bible. When Jesus was being led away and crucified, taken away, there's Peter. Oh, you're all big and bad and you're all man, aren't you? He's a loser. Can God use a man like that? He made promises he didn't keep. Say that with me. He made promises he did not keep. Is there any hope for me? I talked to my cousin. I had not seen him in 35 to 40 years. He came to the big ball game Friday night, Richmond Senior High School in Rockingham. They were playing in the semifinals for the state championship, 4A football. It looked like a college game. There's like 15,000 screaming fans there, and I'm one of them. My cousin came all the way from Charlotte, 75 miles, to be at the game. Sat between me and my brother Terry. I didn't know Mike that well. Mike was about 12 years older than me. He grew up good with my sisters and brothers because they're all older than me. I'm the youngest by about 8 years. He remembered me just being that little kid around the house. Mike's dad got his mama pregnant, then left them. He didn't grow up with a dad, but his dad was a big wig in the Department of Defense. Big leader, huh? Lousy father. Left my aunt to raise Mike. My aunt grew up in that hellhole environment that so many of us grew up in there in that neck of the woods, in my family for sure. So she was a drunk. She couldn't raise Mike and the other children that she had had by different men. So Mike went to live with my grandma. I didn't get to know my grandma because she was older. I knew her just a little while in life. Then she passed when she was like 85, but she raised my cousin. My cousin was very good looking. Grew up that way, you know. He was a woman's man kind of guy. Ladies' man. Became a womanizer. Is there any hope for a guy like that? Going from woman to woman. He was telling me the other night, sitting between us, me and my brother Terry. Boy, he was in a good spot that night. Amen. But I had it was good talk. He said to me, I never knew my dad. And then it hit me. I am my dad. I am him. The sorry, no good man that wouldn't get my mama pregnant, wouldn't take care of me. Guess what? That's who I am now. He had children like that. Very successful in business. It's somehow these men can be so cruddy at relationships and their wives and with their children, but they can go out and run these big businesses. That makes me sick to my stomach half the time. You hear what I'm talking about? But that's what he did. But he saw in somebody, one of his employees, he had 50 people working for him, and he saw in one of his employees something that was different. And that friend, that fellow working for him, invited him to church. Here I'm at the ball game. I ain't seen him in 27 years. I'm not even watching the ball game. This is a semifinal. What is going on? And he's talking, and you know what he says to me? He says, that fellow that worked for me drove from out of town to work every day. And he said to me, I'll spend the night. I'd be happy to stay in the area if you'd go to church with me in the morning. That guy was willing to stay in the area an extra night instead of go home just so he could go to church with him. And he said that impressed him so much that he got and went. He said, I walked in, I heard the gospel, I heard the message. He said, Gary, I got saved. Been saved, man. It's incredible. You know? And little did I know, it was years earlier. You know, I hadn't seen him in forever. And he said, now he's married. He's got a 22-year-old daughter. And he's being dad and a husband. And he told me, he said, my one weakness is women. He said, I'd have been married to this woman 27 years and I've been faithful to her. Now, who can do that? God. You hear what I'm talking about? Yeah, praise the Lord. That wasn't in my message, but that's just reality. That's my cousin Mike. I said, Mike, I'd love for you and your wife and daughter to come see us in Florida sometime. We've got a place for you. You can stay. I said, I'd love to be able to point out in the audience and go, that's my cousin Mike. Wouldn't it be great? This is what God does. Did I lose you? He made promises he didn't keep. How can God work with a guy like that? That's what Peter did. I'll never deny you. That ain't happening. I'll go to the grave. I mean, I'll die for you. Is that what Peter said? Lied like a dog. He denied the Lord. He felt horrible and useless. So here you are. Here I am. Our life's a mess. We're going through mess all the time. So we can sit down and wallow in the mess. Or we can make a decision. I'm not going to stay in this mess anymore. You hearing me? How can I go from this mess to being rock solid? How could Peter go from all this, crap to being used of God? I just got a little insight I'd like to share with you today. We're not too much further along, but hang here with me. He was exactly like most Christians, Peter was. That's why I know this will work. He's just like us, guys. He was both what? Carnal and what? Was Paul that way? Oh, yeah. That which I should do, I don't. That which I shouldn't do, I'm doing. I got to crucify the what? Flesh. Every day. I die how often, he said? Daily. I am crucified with Christ. Galatians 2:20, nevertheless I live, yet not I. But Christ lives in me, and the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Okay? From the mess to being rock solid. Peter was just like us. He was a mess. We're looking though. But a good thing Peter had going for him, say it with me. He was what? If you learn to be a phony, if you are a phony man, and women as well, it's really hard for God to work with you. Are you hearing me today? He hates that. He despises that. And quite frankly, Satan has blinded your mind. And when you get in that state, it's tough. That's why when Jesus came to the religious leaders, he used his most harsh language, tantamount really to cussing. When he raked over the Pharisees and the religious leaders, you know that those scriptures, right? They were horrible. He's flipping tables over. You never see Jesus acting like this. This is how bad he hates this mess. You put up this barrier, this wall where he cannot get through. Got it? Fortunately, Peter was real. Now, he was loud and he was boisterous and he was all that. But I do believe Peter would go, if he is one-on-one with you, I believe he would say, I think he'd be the first to say, yeah, I'm a screw-up. Yeah, I had that problem. You know what I'm saying? So there's hope for this guy. Let's look at it. Let's find him. So we're talking about from a mess to being rock solid. And we're just going to share some scripture with you. First of all, let's look at his name. We're going to do this real quick, Kevin. His name, Simon Peter. Simon was his... Say it with me. Simon Peter. One more time. Simon Peter. Simon was a common name. There were at least seven Simons in the New Testament. But that gives me hope. Okay, God can just take somebody common. Amen? He can take the mess that I'm going through, anybody, and he can change them. Keep looking. Simon Bar-Jonah. You'll see him called that. No, it's the same guy. Simon Bar-Jonah was his full name. That means he was the son of Jonah or the son of John. When you see that in your Bible. Keep looking. We know nothing else about his parents. You mean God can take somebody who's common. God can take somebody whose parents don't have any notoriety. They're not really any big name, big nothing. And God can use a person like that? He can save somebody like their life changed like a Mike Gregory, my cousin? Yeah. That's what we're learning about this man. Simon literally means, say that with me, hearing. One more time. What does Simon mean? Hearing. You can hear all your life. You can hear a message like this, close me out, shut me out, leave today, get your card, stay the same mess you've always been. Simon, hearing, 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 hearing. When you gonna do, boy? Hearing. You listening to me? I'm worried about you out there today. You okay? Hearing. What's Simon mean? Hearing, hearing, hearing. A common name. Don't even know anything about his parents. Can God use a guy like that and make him the leader? Well, we know the story. We've read the Bible. Come on. In Luke 6:14, Jesus also named him what? Peter. Did you know the Bible says that you have a new name? When you come to Christ, there is a new name given you. And that new name is written down in glory. And it's whose? Mine. That's what the old song says. Amen? He said, your name is Peter. Look at it. Simon, whom he, that's Jesus, also named who? Peter. So his name is Simon Peter. But look at what Jesus was saying. Keep looking. Peter means rock. Simon means what? Hearing, 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 hearing. How many more messages you got to hear till you become a rock? Hearing. In Greek, Peter is Petros. Means piece of rock or stone. You see Peter in the Bible. If you're looking, sometimes you'll think the Bible people don't know who they're talking about. Because sometimes they call him what? Cephas. I thought your name was Peter. But his name is Simon. His what? It's all working. It's okay. Don't throw your Bible out. It's fine. Cephas is Aramaic. And that's what they spoke, many of them. They spoke in Aramaic. Cephas means, guess what? Rock or stone. So Jesus took this man named Simon, whose name means hearing, 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 to Peter or Cephas or Petros or rock. Can you imagine the people looking? Your name's going to be Peter. Say, Jesus believes in you. You may have not had anybody believe in you. He believes in you. You with Him are definitely a majority, and you can do some great things for Him. That's Jesus. No matter what somebody else has told you or looked down on you or told you. Let me tell you something. But see, you got to realize, though, let Him say that about you instead of you saying it about you all the time. Amen? You realize you're the mess. Amen? Keep looking. Jesus changed Simon's name to what it should be. That should be our name. It shouldn't be Gary just hears and hears and hears and hears and hears and hears, but does nothing. Life never changes. Makes the same stupid decisions. My name needs to change to Gary the Rock. That I listen and then I respond according to what He tells me in His Word, not what I get after eating some pizza at night. His Word, His Word. Amen? Say. You can be that person. All of us need to be that. Jesus changed His name to what it should be. Keep looking. Hearing is one thing, but being what? Rock solid is a whole other ballgame, baby. Let's look real quick. Kevin, we're flying, buddy. I'm trying. Some scriptures on that. Let's just pop them all up. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness, superfluity of naughtiness, receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Say this verse 22 with me. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearer, Simon, only deceiving your own selves. How many more messages have you got to hear? For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholds himself, I'm ugly. And then he goes his way and he forgets how ugly he was. That's what that's saying. Keep looking. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty, the Word of God, what God's Word says about us, and continues in that Word, not being a forgetful hearer of what you've read from that book, but being a doer of what God says to do, this man shall be what? Blessed, not a mess. Amen? We've got to go from Simon to Peter. I've got to go from Gary, Danny, Kevin, Joy. All of our names mean hearing. That's what they all mean. Until you add the rock thing on it. Amen? You put your name in there. Who are you? You just a hearing and not doing? If we're going to go, if we're going to be real and transparent in our Christian lives, we have got to move from, pop it up, Simon to who? Peter. Now I'm going to close, but we're not really done yet, Kevin. We're flying. You sit back really relaxed. Roger's like this. I mean, you're just like, yeah. I'm going to tell Roger that job's a lot easier than he thought. Here we go. Let's pop up the last part of the message, but this is what I want to get us down. Boy, it's really important you listen. If you're asleep, hit somebody, do something, shake yourself. Here we go. This is it. All right. I'm going from hearing to rock. This is where it's going to happen right now. Let's go to the Scripture. And I saw four things in a passage dealing with Peter. Just one simple little passage, and I'm going to read it. In Luke chapter 5, there are four things that I see that can help you and me go from a mess to being rock solid. There's four things I see in this little story. I don't know if you see it or not. I'm going to show it to you real quick. Amen? They're simple. This going from a mess to being rock solid is not complicated. Let's look at it. This is Jesus dealing with who? Peter. Jesus one-on-one with him. And I can see him moving. Now, Peter's like all of us. We'll go from this to rock solid, then we'll drift back over into this mess again. Isn't that how we are? But this is the way you can peg on being rock solid. Let's look at it. It came to pass, verse 1, that as the people pressed upon Jesus to hear the Word of God, He stood by the lake of Gennesaret, or Sea of Galilee. It's called many different things, the Sea of Galilee. And Jesus saw two ships or boats standing by the lake of the Lord of the Sea of Galilee. But the fishermen were going out of their boats, and they were doing what with their nets? They were washing them, which means they're what? They're done. They're finished. They're wore out. Tired. Hang in here with me. And Jesus entered into one of the boats. That's Jesus. I don't recommend doing this down at the boatyard. If that boat ain't yours, stay out of it. Amen? But Jesus got into one of the boats. Which was whose? Whose name means what? And He prayed him. It's not that Jesus was praying to Simon. He was petitioning him. He asked him, would you mind taking me in this boat out to back yonder? A little bit from the land. Because the people are right here. They're right here on him. He's right by the water. That might be why he got in the boat. You see what I'm saying? And then he looks and goes, you know, I sure could talk to these folks a lot better with that good acoustics and everything off that. I've been there many, 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 many times, the Sea of Galilee. And he pushes out, he asks him to push me out a little bit further so I can do this number right here. Y'all understand? That's what happens. So would you mind doing that, taking me? And boy, I know he's tired and all this mess. This is not good. So he asked him to do that. Pop that verse up one more time. Back it up. Sorry, Kev. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. So what did Peter do? Did he do what Jesus asked him to do? Yes. One more time. Did he take that boat out a little bit from land for Jesus? Yes or no? So how can I go from a mess to rock solid? There's four things in this story. Here's the first one. Pop it up. Here's what you need to tell Jesus. You can use my boat. Would you say that to Jesus this morning? You can use my boat. I'm a mess, but you can use my boat. I stink. Been working all night, but you can use my boat. What's plain English? God, I'm willing to give you a chance. God, I'm willing to give you a chance. God, I'm willing to give you a chance. See, we're taught God's going to hit you over the head with a stick, going to make you go to Africa, all this kind of mess. You know what God's saying? He's just knocking at your heart's door. Is that what the Bible says? Behold, I stand at the heart's door and knock, Revelation 3:20. If any man will open the door, I'll come into him and have supper with him, and he with me. So that's Jesus. If you want to be a mess, he'll leave you a mess. But his hem of his garment's right there. If you come to the end of your rope, you can reach up. Amen. So that's what Peter said. He said, you can use my boat. He was in essence saying, I'm willing to give you a chance. Now, he didn't really know what Jesus wanted, I don't think. Did he want to go fishing again? Whatever he wanted, he was willing to give him a chance. Are you willing to give God a chance? Are you so stubborn, bullheaded, you want to stay the mess like you've always been? Come on. Verse 4, now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep. What? So after he got done talking to the folk, Peter's wore out. Wow, that was interesting. We're going back home. Uh-uh. Hey, I want you to go that away. What? It's the middle of the day. The fish don't bite during the middle of the day. Try it. Get out here in the hottest summer of the day. Get out there and throw your line all day long. Cast your net all day. There's certain times when fishing is good. Horrible over there during this time. And he's telling me to go out into the deep and let down my nets for a big catch? Point number two, if you're going to go from a mess to being rock solid, pop it up. Simon answered unto him and said, Master, we toiled all night. I'm wore out. Nevertheless, say it with me. At your word, I will. I mean, he's a mess. Peter's a mess. We know he ain't that great of a guy. I'm willing to give you a chance. I'm wore out. But nevertheless, at your what? I will. Pop it up. What's the second point in this progression? At your word, I will. Pop it up. God, I'm willing to do what you say. Number one, from a mess getting going this way. Number one was what? I'm willing to give you a what? Chance, God. And now, God, I'm willing to do what you say. You think the guy just might have some hope? Say, come on. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. Keep looking. And they beckoned unto their partners, help! Help! And they came in another boat. And they came and helped them. And they came and they filled both boats so that they began to what? They worked all night, couldn't catch a thing on their own. And that's pretty a good picture of you and I. We can't do a thing on our own to change the mess we're in. But if you'll just give him a chance. If you'll take him at his word and say yes to his word, you never know what might happen. And when Simon Peter saw the fish, I like this. Simon what? So his name up to this point was what? Simon, hearing. But he's been doing a little with Jesus, right? Yes or no? So now I'm starting to see hearing rock. All right, he's making progress. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees. And he said, depart from me. Say it with me. For I am a sinful man. Oh, Lord. We're seeing him go from a mess to being rock solid, aren't we? Are you seeing it like I'm seeing it today? For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the drought of the fishes which they had taken. They had caught, fished all night and didn't catch anything. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not. Say that with me. From henceforth thou shalt catch me? Loser me? Me? Yeah. What's the third point in our message? Here it is. I'm a sinful man, O Lord. Plain English. God, I know You're holy, and I'm sinful. So what have we learned so far? And it's a quick finish, just like that, and we're done. Number one, I'll give You a chance. You can use My boat. Number two, at Your word, I will. I'll obey Your word. I'll listen to what You're saying to me. Number three, as you start doing that, here's what's going to happen to you. You're going to see yourself better than you've ever seen yourself before in your whole life. You're going to start to see, my gosh, that was me? I was that loser, that mess? When we're in it, we can't see it all. But when God starts moving us, we get to look back and then we go, oh my gosh. God, look at what You've done in my life. I'm sinful. I can't run my life anymore. I make a mess of it. But boy, You've been running it. You're holy. I'm going to follow You. Got it? Last point. One last verse. And when they brought their ships to land, story's over. But it's really just beginning. They what? Forsook all and followed Him. What's the last point from going from a mess to being rock solid? Here it is. I forsake all and I follow You. Would you say that with me? I forsake all and I follow You. God can change your life. He changed my life. Freddie Johnson, did He change your life? Come on. If He changed Gary, He changed Freddie. Why can't He change you? That's bull. He can change your life. God, what was Peter saying? I'm in with both feet. He was emotional. I'm in with both feet. Quit just sticking your toe in the water. You're always going to be a mess. Ooh, it's too chilly at the church. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, I don't know about that. That's for other people, but not for me. Amen. Grow up and be a man. Get in with both feet. Jesus, I'm Yours. Amen? That's how you go from being a mess to rock solid. We're done with the message. Let's say them together. Let's see if we can remember. Here we go. God, I'm willing to give You a what? Okay? Then He said, nevertheless, at Your word, I will. I'm willing to do what You what? Say. And then He said, God, You are holy. I am. And then the last step was, I'm in with both what? Amen? Pop it up. What have we got? A flashing picture. Can you say that to God? We'll finish that one right there. Can you say that with me? God, I want to be rock solid. Would you say it? Can we just say it loud and just be obnoxious? Can we do that? God, I want to be rock solid. Amen? That's good stuff. Let's stand together. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's praise Him for His Word this morning. Amen. Thank You, Lord, for Your Word. Good Word. Amen. Bless this mess. That's what we've been talking about. Amen. Father, thank You for being good to us. Thank You for Your Word. Thank You for real folk like Peter. Thank You for folks like Freddie that came by today. Real. That's real life. And You really can save and put our feet on a solid rock. Thank You for doing that. Thank You for doing that in Peter's life. Thank You for doing that in my life. Thank You for doing that in Freddie's life. Thank You for doing that in the many, many lives of many who are here today. But Lord, I'm concerned, and I know You're way more concerned about people here today whose life is a mess. And I pray today, Holy Spirit, the living God, You'd touch their heart, and they would want to give You a chance. Help them. In Jesus' name, amen.